I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-378-3508. 800-378-3508. That's 800-378-3508. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to have you back for another week with us as always. And hey, we're coming up on All-Star Week, 4th of July yesterday. So for all our American listeners, hopefully it was an awesome time. The fireworks and lots of bad weather across the country. But hopefully wherever you were listening to it, you were able to enjoy a fun day and a great day of baseball all across the board. Obviously, the Canadian listeners, we had our Canada Day back on Saturday, July 1st. So hopefully it was a successful day for you as well. So thank you for being here. And anybody out there listening, the Armed Forces Network around the world, thank you so much. And hopefully you enjoyed your 4th of July as probably the most deserving of us all, and that for doing what you do so we can do what we do. And that's talk about baseball every week with you is here. So thank you so much. So much. So lots to talk about, obviously, with the All-Star game coming up. We'll give our thoughts and opinions on that. Obviously, some tough, maybe small, short-term IL stints for a couple of key players on teams. Some buyers have turned sellers. Who knows? But we'll talk about all that type of stuff, Noel and I, here on the show tonight. But as we do, before we get rolling with it and get dirty with you all, we do want to give our shout out to the boys over at the Rip Grip Pro hitting training tool. And again, check them out at ripgrippro.com. That's Tress Sullivan and the team. Great guys with a great product to make a huge difference in your hitting overall. Create that palm up, palm down feeling, and just a really easy, seamless training aid that just a small but huge impact for you. Trust us, believe us. You know we won't promote something that just isn't value added to your baseball journey. So, and as always, the Rope Trainer. You can go to our website, dirtbagbaseballnation.com, find out more about the Rope Trainer, find out more about why we promote it and believe in it so much. John Smoltz, MLB Hall of Famer and broadcaster, as you all know, why he says everybody from little leaguers to the pros should have one. And it's true. It's just simply a fantastic training aid for your throwers, pitchers, players of all ages, all skill levels, warm you up, create arm health. Just the product just works. It's as simple as that. So that's the way it is. Head on over there, Dirtbags, and get ready for it. So we will be right back here in a moment, and Nolan, they will be ready to get after it. So stay tuned.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Providers help thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-345-2789. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-345-2789. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-345-2789. 800-345-2789.
Are you looking to improve your baseball swing? You need the Rip Grip Pro. Co-created by Dodgers AAA star Drew Avens, the Rip Grip Pro will help you stay palm up, palm down, and pull the barrel of the bat through the zone instead of pushing it. Check out Drew's videos at ripgrippro.com, and you'll see how this can help you or the baseball player in your family improve your ABs. Get the adjustability in your swing that you need. Go to ripgrippro.com. That's ripgrippro.com.
Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days, and you don't even have to clean or fix anything. There are no commissions or closing costs, no agents, no open houses, and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST. That's 1-800-735-5327. Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer. SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, there's tons to talk about. I know we're not going to get through it all, but where do you want to get started? Where do you want to get after?
Yeah, let's talk about the biggest news of the past week. I mean, Shohei Ohtani, obviously, just last night, ends up getting a blister on his finger. On one of his throwing fingers, right? I think it was his right index finger. And, of course, I mean, that led to the inflated ERA and, obviously, back-to-back home runs against the San Diego Padres there. But, I mean, you're looking at it, obviously, a guy, I mean, we've been speculating, and it especially hurts them even more knowing that Mike Trout just went on the IL. Anthony Rendon also left yesterday's game. So you're looking at it and you're like, I mean, obviously Rendon has basically been just an absolute albatross of a contract for the Los Angeles Angels ever since going over there. And he has not done a dang thing right for that organization. But I mean, you're looking at it, right? And those are three guys that were supposed to be relied upon heavily. I don't know what the Angels are going to do. Because you're looking at it, I mean, they're above 500. You got to hope that the blister's not too bad and he can continue to swing and everything like that. But speaking from first-hand experience, I had a blister to start out the year for our season, and I know it took me about a week, week and a half for it to get proper when I was swinging a bat. Because you're like, man, that's just such an uncomfortable feeling. So you got to assume he's going to miss his next start probably. And I don't know how the Angels are going to look record-wise in 15 days. When it's a lot closer to the trade deadline. Said, right? Yeah.
Just crazy that we bring it up last week on last week's show about, you know, if you're Manasian, you got to at least throw them out there for your club. You got to test the waters and see who's willing to at least provide what and get an evaluation at the end of the day, whether your fan base likes it or they don't like it, you have to do it. And all of a sudden within a week, there's three juggernaut players. And like you said, I mean, you're right. Anthony Rendon, unfortunately, just hasn't been able to get any traction whatsoever since signing the contract with the Angels. But you lose Trout, you lose Ohtani, short-term, long-term, who knows, whatever. Devastating because they're right there. I don't know. It changes the whole perspective. We're going to know here pretty quick whether they become sellers in a hurry. They're going to want to play the tough guy card a lot, but that is a tough week. That's a tough back-to-back days between Mike Trout with the injury to the wrist maybe and Shohei Ohtani with the blister. And like you said, the blister, it never really goes away. I know I get one every year on my middle finger when I throw a BP as a coach, and I've gotten lucky now. It doesn't blister up. It almost blisters internally, so it doesn't hurt anymore. But if you don't get it that way, you're right, Nolan. If you've never had a blister on your finger, Dirtbags, if you have, you know exactly what we're talking about. If you haven't, you think, well, come on, it's a little blister, pop it and drive on. No way. Not when you put the pressure on the fingers like you do. So that's going to be an interesting to watch unfold, that situation with with the Angels.
It's almost that time of year again, too. We're about a week away from the All-Star Game and Home Run Derby. Obviously, the Home Run Derby starting up on Monday. As of the recording, we're still waiting on one more participant because Luis Robert just announced that he was going to join in on the Home Run Derby. It's going to be an interesting cast, that's for sure. Now, here's what I'm thinking, all right? I don't know if this is going to come to fruition or not. Obviously, last year they did it. But Albert Pujols, right? He was in it last year. This year, it's Miguel Cabrera's last year. I don't know if Miguel Cabrera is going to accept a Home Run Derby invitation or not as his final salute. I mean, he's got, what, one bomb this year? I can't see it happening, but I'm just saying, I mean, no one saw Pujols joining it, let alone beating Kyle Schwarber last year in the Home Run Derby. So crazier things have happened, but I mean, right now the participants that we know we got, like I said, Luis Robert obviously joining in, Adley Rutschman, Julio Rodriguez, Randy Arozarena, then you got Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Pete Alonso. Oh, and Mookie Betts. Sorry, I forgot about Mookie Betts. But I mean, right now, I think the betting favorite has to be Pete Alonso coming into the Derby. I get it at Julio Rodriguez's stadium, but Pete Alonso's 2-for-2. Like, he's joined twice. Yeah, he's won twice. He's got just stupid power, man. He's a guy that's built for this thing, right? And he knows it.
Yeah, and we talked about it last year even after he did it again. And you just see a different face about him. You see a different intensity about him. It's confidence, overwhelming confidence when he's up there at the dish. But I'll tell you what, there's intent and purpose. He knows exactly what he wants to do. And he knows it's like Muhammad Ali, right? I am the champion. Don't come into me. I don't care where we're doing this. I don't care what field we're doing it on, who's participating. Don't come into my event and think you're the champion until you actually beat me. And he's been crushing them, not beating them. He's been crushing them multiple times that he won, right? Mm-hmm. So it's exciting. You know, Adley Rutschman, he's bringing out his dad. That's a great story, obviously, and that not the first kid to do it, not the last kid to do it or whatever and that, but that's a good one. I'm looking forward to it because there's just some nice new faces. I like the list you even named off, right? Arozarena brings a different type of energy, excitement. Julio, you know he's going to put on a show for the hometown crowd. But I will say this, it's not an easy ballpark to hit home runs in.
No, that's why it's kind of interesting to think about which way is Adley going to swing it. Obviously, a switch hitting catcher. And I mean, you look at Jose Ramirez there a few years ago when I think it was in Cleveland and he was batting from the right-hand side as opposed to batting from the left-hand side. And everybody was kind of like, well, that doesn't make any sense. But I think it's going to be an interesting one just because you're looking at guys. Now, I get it, Betts has power and stuff like that. But not a lot of his home runs are traveling 440-plus feet, same as Randy Arozarena. And I think 440 feet, if I'm not mistaken, is still that benchmark, that extra 30 seconds that they add on at the end of the round.
100%.
So I think that one's going to be interesting because I remember Alex Bregman a few years back where Alex Bregman would have the nice runs that he would, and he'd get to 17, 18 after a round, but he wouldn't get in that extra 30 seconds, and that's how guys would pass him. So that's why I'm kind of wondering what the heck's going to happen there. But either way, no, I think it'll be a heck of an event, same as it always is. The All-Star Game, I mean, don't get me wrong. I still think the baseball, like the MLB All-Star Game, is the best All-Star Game out of all of them because there's actual competition on both ends. But I still wish that they brought back the old school style, man. I will always go to bat for that, where the winner of the All-Star Game, like whatever side, NL or AL, hosts the World Series at the end of the year. I get it. That's not what a lot of fans want. They want the overall record, but I want the All-Star Game meaning something. Like, you watch the NBA All-Star Game, you watch the NHL All-Star Game, you watch the NFL Pro Bowl, you're sitting there watching those events, and you're like, I can't. I turn it off after maybe 5 minutes, if I'm even going to watch it. I'm just like, this is a joke. MLB, you know you still got the pitchers throwing 100 miles an hour, and they're still trying to strike everybody out. So it is competitive in that fact. It's just the game doesn't really mean anything the same as it used to.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man, you saw the difference in them too. I mean, I grew up in the game when, and a lot of you dirtbags did as well, where it is like it is now. It was just an all-star game and that. I think they always had more pride. Obviously, in the old days, that was value-added money. You wanted to be an all-star because you got an extra $15,000, $20,000, $25,000, depending on how the increments went up over the years. So that was like winning the World Series. That extra money was not having to work all winter long back in the old days. So it was necessary to be in the All-Star game or in the World Series and stuff like that. So, you know, you're never going to bring that back because contracts are so high, obviously. But I think to your point, Nolan, you're right. Same thing there. There was no fooling around. Those pitchers came in and got the job done. I mean, sure, they got a lot of pride in it now and stuff like that and everything else the whole team does. They want to win for their team. But I don't know. There was just a different intensity to it, a different feel to it, a different look on their faces, different competitiveness. Even those players that were on teams that weren't going to be in playoffs, right, at the end of the year, really had nothing to gain from it. They were playing hard. Because there was no way they were letting down their teammates that were going to the playoffs, right? And being the one at fault because they didn't win the All-Star game.
Yeah, I mean, that's the way that it always was. I believe that they should bring it back. But either way, you know what, though? I mean, the one good thing that they did incorporate into the All-Star game, and obviously they did this last year, the draft. I love the idea of the draft being during the All-Star week, man. You got all eyes on baseball. It's that time of year, right? The NHL draft's done. The NBA draft's done. NFL free agency and draft are way in the past. So now it's just pure MLB time, right? So you get all those guys together. You get them all in the room. Boom, boom, do your draft. Then home run derby. Then you get the All-Star game. That's a perfect way to end a weekend. Perfect way to start a week. But yeah, we'll be right back here after the break, Dirtbags.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, I want to get your thoughts. What are some highlights? We're coming up on the All-Star break this weekend, obviously, in that. What are some highlights that have really stood out to you in the first half? What's some surprises, some things you might have expected? What's jumped out at you?
On a positive side, I mean, you're looking at individual success. Obviously, Luis Arraez chasing the 400 mark. You get Ronald Acuna becoming the first player since Ricky Henderson with 40-plus stolen bases and 50-plus RBIs prior to an All-Star break. On top of that, he's got 20 bombs. So, I mean, the guy's having a legitimate year. Matt Olson, obviously, leading the National League for home runs. You get Shohei Ohtani all on his own, just an absolute unicorn. They talk about it. We talk about it on an almost weekly basis, right? But what the guy's doing, I mean, you have to talk about it. Like, if you want to try and grow the game, you just got to talk about Shohei Ohtani, right? And then on top of that, you got Kevin Kiermaier's defensive highlights. That guy, honestly, if the Jays didn't have him as their center fielder for most of the games, I don't know where they'd be record-wise. Because that guy made a huge heck of a difference for them defensively. Jumping over, you're looking at the Texas Rangers, obviously, as a whole. Obviously, they've been a great surprise team. I mean, I don't know if necessarily surprise is the right way to put it. It's a surprise to me in the fact that all their players have managed to stay healthy, all their pitchers have managed to stay healthy. But record-wise, you're looking at it, and you're like, man, this is just a juggernaut of a team. The Atlanta Braves, obviously, everybody knew what to expect with them this year. It's no real shocker there, but what they're doing to teams is even better than what I think a lot of people thought. Trying to think of what else for a positive side. Not really too much more to jump into on that one. Obviously, you got Esteri Ruiz down in Oakland there, who's leading the MLB still with stolen bases. He's at, what, I think 45 now? Like, heck of a season. Incredible stuff, man. We could have two guys with over 80-plus stolen bases for the first time in what the heck was it, since 1980s? I can't remember exactly what year, but since the 80s. And, like, that stuff all on its own, man. That's the way it should be. And you know what? I got to give credit to the MLB as a whole for the fact that they've sped up games. They've done what they set out to do. They've made the game more enjoyable. MLB attendance over the past weekend was up 8% from any other point in time this season and last season over the past weekend. And, I mean, you're looking at it. Overall attendance throughout the MLB this year is skyrocketing. So you love to see that for baseball.
Yeah, good stuff, man. For sure. Let me be kind of devil's advocate on you and stuff like that. You know there's going to be naysayers, right? The old school boys or whatever and stuff like that. With Acuna, with Ruiz, like you said, in the stolen base record, let's just say. I don't know if they continue and explode past Ricky Henderson at 130-plus in a season or whatever But what's your thoughts? You're a young guy. You're new to it. You know, what's your overall thoughts on that type of stuff for the stolen base? Is it something that's exciting to you? Is it something that, you know, you're excited and you don't overly care one way or the other about it? You're never going to get too high but you're just going to enjoy it for what it is. What's your thoughts on that with the new rule changes?
I think as a casual fan, you're not going to appreciate it the same as a hardcore fan. Like a hardcore fan, they understand, okay, this guy's stealing a base to set up a run possibility. Like you're looking at it, right? Ronald Acuna, I'm using him as the example because right now he seems to be the best one at it. He's getting on at an elite clip, right? And then he's taking second base if he only gets a single out of it or a walk, something like that, right? So he's turning that into a double out of the box, basically. And then you're looking at the guys that are hitting behind him. That's an extra run scoring chance easily every time he's on base. He moves up that 90 feet. Now all of a sudden all you got to do, hit a single into the outfield. I mean, you got Matt Olson, obviously, who's dropping bombs. But the entire Atlanta Braves team, they hit 61 bombs this past month. Like, that set the MLB record for National League teams, I guess. And then, yeah, you're looking at it like, man, this is just an absolute juggernaut of a team. So those stolen bases, yeah, they make a huge impact on the game, especially if a catcher can throw you out, right? catcher throws you out, man, that completely changes the mindset of a pitcher. So I think it's hugely beneficial. Like, all of a sudden, that 90 feet, that additional 90 feet, I'm saying, on the stolen bases, I think end of the day, man, that was a great rule that they implemented, and I do think it makes baseball more entertaining because it creates more run-scoring opportunities.
Yeah, good thoughts. Good thoughts, for sure. I wanted to, we forgot to touch base on it last week or whatever, and that, but I think it's still, well, I know it's still relevant to this week or whatever, and that, because it's relevant to the whole season. I want to get your thoughts on what Tampa Bay did with the young Wander Franco there 2 weeks back. You don't know dirtbags or whatever and that, and we're sure you probably do or whatever and that, but Kevin Cash and the Tampa Bay Rays, they sat Wander Franco down for disciplinary reasons, right? Kept it pretty light. It was more or less just conduct, on-field conduct, behavior, teammate-related, just the whole juggernaut. What were your thoughts on that? Good move, risky move, had to be done. Give me your thoughts on that.
See, I don't know what the full context was behind it, but I mean, based off of what I kind of read and everything like that, obviously it's a necessary move. Like, he's a young kid and obviously extremely talented and everything like that, but if you don't want to play the style of the Tampa Bay Rays, then Kevin Cash has every right to sit you down, right? It's the same as when Ollie Marmol sat down Tyler O'Neill at the start of the year. Determined he wasn't hustling out of it. They went, they had a conversation afterwards. They mend the fence and everything like that. That's the way it's supposed to be, right? Especially if you're the one at fault, right? You got to take ownership of the whole thing. The Tyler O'Neill situation was a little bit differently because I don't believe that Tyler O'Neill was deserving of being sat. I also think Ollie Marmol is an idiot of a manager. I mean, I've made that very apparent on basically every episode so far. But sticking with the Kevin Cash side of it, right? I mean, he's a guy that's won manager of the year. He's a guy that came into Tampa Bay and every year they've had success. Like, perennially a 90-win team, it seems like, ever since he's gotten there. So, I mean, obviously whatever he's doing is right. And you're looking at it, man. Wander Franco, young kid. Obviously, it's a learning curve thing for him. I got no problem with it. If you got to sit down one of your star players to send a message to the rest of the team and say, hey, this isn't the way that we do things here, boys. We're coming out here to try and win games. Obviously, the success is there once again this year. I think it sends a message loud and clear that this isn't to be tolerated, and that's the way it's going to be. End of the day, man, it's the manager's decision, right? It's not like it's the player's decision on whether they're getting pulled out of the game and getting yelled at. I mean, to an extent, it is because it was their mistake to begin with. But it's the manager's determination of the situation, right? Where that's where it makes the big deal. Obviously, they sit him down for the game or two games, then you put him right back out there. That's all that it needs to be. It doesn't need to be an extended period of time. You need to just send the message, get the discipline out, tell him, hey, let's not do that again.
Couldn't agree more. Thought it was fantastic. I just, good for them. They set the table. So if you're an amateur coach out there or college coach out there listening and stuff like that, or you know of any, I mean, that's that culture that we talked about. Those types of things need to be done. That's your $180 million man. That's your teammate. Everybody knows it. Even though you're that person, you're going to earn the right to be that person. You always have to be putting your best foot forward, as they say. Great move. Great timing. Yes, it's always easier when you're leading like they are and playing the kind of baseball like they are. Irrespective of that, great move. Couldn't agree with that one more. And I like your thoughts on it, Nolan. I like the insight. I like the Cardinals comparison to that. And, you know, everything isn't apples to apples or oranges to oranges. There is a different story to every single thing like that, for sure. And there needs to be, because you just have to do that type of stuff. We got about 2.5, Noli. 4 for 4 last night. Where do you see him continuing to grow, continuing to do? Is he still enjoying the high of being up there and the excitement of the whole Reds team? Or is he looking pretty legit to you? He's been up, what, about a month now, right? So What's your thoughts on him? What do you think him for the rest of the season? He's going to, you know, is he going to hit the wall? Is he going to slide down? Is he running on energy? Where is he going to fit in?
Who's this? Sorry.
Dela Cruz Cincinnati Red.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think that he is, and the line continues to perform the way that it has been. I don't know, man. Like, you're looking at it, right? He's hitting .308, three bombs, 13 RBIs, 10 stolen bases already in, what, 25 games, I think it is? Let me just see here. Yeah, 25 games, which is a far cry from where he first started out. Because, I mean, you look at it, he had about a, what was it, the third week there where his average dropped down to, I think, like 210. But you're looking at it, man. You can't replace that type of speed. You can't replace that type of production that he's brought to that lineup. And just the overall feel for what he's brought up with the Cincinnati Reds reminds me a lot of when Carlos Correa came up with the Houston Astros, right? Everybody heard the story about when the Houston Astros called up Carlos Correa. The whole team was on the plane. Everybody had a huge standing ovation, huge round of applause, cheers going wild, right? The whole nine yards. Elly De La Cruz comes up, obviously, same effect, right? You're looking at it, brings a different energy to the club. You're looking at his speed. His speed's making a huge difference. His arm strength makes a huge difference. Obviously, he's playing third base up with the big league club. But, I mean, in my opinion, there's absolutely no reason to send him down unless Cincinnati, the wheels just completely fall off. Now, the one thing that he has to do a better job of is cutting down on his strikeouts, right? He's already at 35 strikeouts to 7 walks and 104 at-bats. Like, that has to change in order for him to stay productive at the major league level. Yeah, that's my thoughts on Elly, but we'll be right back here after the break, Dirtbags, to take your curtain call questions.
Are you kidding me? Gas prices are up again? Somebody has to do something.
Well, someone did. That's why I use Upside.
Upside? What's that?
It's a free app that pays you back real money for every gallon of gas or diesel you buy. I just earned 25 cents back on every gallon of this tank.
Hold on. So the Upside app is free and you actually get cash back every time you use it? No strings attached?
Yep, it's awesome. Check it out. It only takes a couple of minutes to sign up.
Instead of just watching your dollars go into your tank, start putting money back into your wallet with the free app from Upside. With the price of gas today, it's big news and big money. To cash out of your Upside cash, just transfer to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card. Upside users have already earned over $200 million. Now it's your turn. Download the free Upside app and get cash back on every gallon of gas. Use promo code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. That's code GAS11. Use code GAS11 for an extra 25 cents per gallon back in your first fill-up.
Cashback's not available in gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
I switched to Boost Mobile and got a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Want to know the best part?
It was free?
Nope.
The fact that it's on America's largest 5G networks?
Nope. It's the ding.
Oh, yeah. Love the ding.
Right? It's all about the ding. It's the dingarooski, the dingaroner, the ring-a-ding-ding.
Unleash your power to save with Boost. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone when you switch. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
And the ding.
Limited time offer. New customers only. Available on select networks. 5G not available everywhere. One device per line. Tax excluded. Additional restrictions apply. See your local Boost Mobile store for details.
Hey, y'all. My name is Tiara, and a little thing that I love about the Chick-fil-A Spicy Chicken Biscuit is that it has the perfect amount of spice to jumpstart my day. Whoever thought of it, thank you so much.
Hi, my name is Robert, and a little thing I love about Chick-fil-A Spicy Chicken Biscuit is the biscuit. It reminds me of my grandma's homemade biscuit. It's always buttery and savory. Then you add the spices, instant classic.
Order the Spicy Chicken Biscuit on the Chick-fil-A app today. Real Chick-fil-A guests pay for their testimonials.
This is Ron Barr. Be sure to check out Sports Byline and the 8 Side Network's outstanding 8-part podcast series, Behind the Barrier, Voices from the Negro Leagues. Hear Willie Mays, Hank Aaron, and others share their stories of the Negro Leagues, the challenges that the players face, and the importance of Negro League baseball to the game's history. Behind the Barrier is available now on the iHeart Podcast Network and all podcast platforms, including Apple, Amazon, Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora. Check out Behind the Barrier.
School on! Save on!
Sounds like it's back to school time, and Staples has great prices on everything you need for school. Save on markers and crayons. Save on notebooks and folders. And right now at Staples, save big on tech with up to $250 off select computers. Staples, where savings for school are always in session. N729, in-store only. See associate for details.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Noli, real good questions. People want us to have a little fun with it. Mid-season review almost from early predictions preseason. So here we go. One thing that has to happen per team, okay, in your mind to make a move in the second half. So let's go ahead with the AL East. And maybe there isn't a move. Maybe there's no move at all. But love to get your thoughts on it.
Tampa Bay, just shore up the bullpen.
Baltimore.
Just bring in reinforcements.
New York Yankees.
Oh, get healthy.
I like that one. Toronto.
Fire Schneider.
Boston.
Stick to the course, man. Become sellers. Trade as many guys as you can get recuperated for.
AL Central. Minnesota.
Add offense.
Cleveland.
Ooh. Trade Shane Bieber. Get some reinforcements.
Detroit.
Stick the course, man. Stick the course. It's too tough to tell with Detroit. You know, you got to add some players. You got to get some guys healthy.
Chicago White Sox.
Sell the farm. Trade everybody. Get as much returns as you can for all your expiring contracts.
Kansas City.
Well, keep doing what they're doing. They already traded Chapman. Trade Scott Barlow and get back another good couple of prospects.
Okay, let's go out west. Texas.
Ooh. Add depth.
Ooh, I like that. Pitching or offense?
All of it. If I'm Texas, I'm looking for the possibility of another number five. But I'm trying to acquire another right-handed relief pitcher.
Okay. Houston.
Same thing, man. Houston just needs to get healthy. You got to get Yordan Alvarez back, and that team jumps.
Well, we've already talked about it a bit. LA Angels.
Wait and see what 2 weeks brings.
Okay. You're holding out on that one, then. Seattle.
Add. You gotta trade some of your young pitching, get a legitimate second baseman. Unfortunately, Colton Wong didn't work out.
Oakland A's.
Same as a couple other of those basement dwellers. Trade whatever you can and get back prospects.
Look forward to Vegas, then, in other words?
Yeah.
Okay. And you know what's unique? I'll jump in just quick. What's unique about the Oakland A's is it's like baseball at any and every single level that we all play at. They go in and they win the first game of the series every time, it seems like. 100% of the time. And that has to be because teams take them for granted.
Over the past 2 months, it seems like, yeah, they've won majority of the opening games, and then, they lose the next two.
Yeah. So it's like teams don't expect them, and then all of a sudden they're losing. Hell, they did to the Yankees 2 weeks ago, and they do it every time.
Yeah.
So, all right, let's jump over to the NL. Let's go with the East, Atlanta.
Don't do anything. Just stick to it. Actually add a fifth starter.
Miami.
Trade some of your young pitching. Upgrade the offense. Jazz Chisholm, you can't rely on him.
Philadelphia just won their, 10th straight road game? 12th straight road game?
Same thing. You got to add starting pitching. Like the offense, like the defense.
New York Mets.
Ooh. See, the Mets, I think, are the toughest one. $344 million payroll. Obviously, they got some of the older pitchers. They got a good enough team as is. Obviously, nothing's working out for them. I can't say fire Buck Showalter because based off everything that I've read, it doesn't seem like that's going to happen this year. I'm honestly going to have to take a pass on that one because I don't know. The best thing they should do is sell. but they won't sell. So it's too tough to tell what they're going to do.
Yeah, I think they're screwed just because, like you said, those contracts are so big that they got to eat so much of it. And obviously, Steve Cohen can eat it. He can swallow money.
Yeah.
But that's a tough call. You're right, man. We've always said it, man. We love our Buck Showalter. I think he's still the right guy. He just hasn't. The team's just not there yet or whatever. And it's part of a learning curve for Steve Cohen, right? Money doesn't buy championships. It's the old adage, right?
Yep.
Farm teams, then paying for the right type of players wins championships. So Washington.
Same thing. Just look to trade whatever sort of veteran guys you can and get back younger prospects to help them build around that young core they got.
Yeah, it's paid dividends the last couple of years, right?
Yep.
Done a nice job of it, and you're starting to see that come to fruition. We've talked about that. So,
yep.
And El Centro, Cincinnati.
Play it smart. It's your division to win right now, and you got to make the right moves. Don't panic and try and trade any of your younger guys that you think are going to be great for an older player who's going to hamstring you.
Milwaukee.
Same thing. Play it smart. Milwaukee's a bit different because Milwaukee's older and their players have been to the playoffs. Still look for reinforcements to come to Milwaukee. They're going to add another starting pitcher who has playoff experience.
Pittsburgh.
Trade whatever vets you can. Try and get those young guys up and get them as much at-bats as you can.
Cubbies.
Trade Stroman.
Bellinger,
I can't see Bellinger having too much of trade value. Trade him for whatever you can get back, but his value is not nearly as much. Stroman, I'm saying you got to 100% trade Stroman, and you'll get back a nice return.
St. Louis, your boys, your Cardinals.
Trade them all, get pitching. If I'm St. Louis, I'm calling up. See, here's the thing, right? St. Louis has second baseman. Seattle needs second baseman. Seattle has starting pitching. St. Louis needs starting pitching. That move makes sense. St. Louis can also trade guys to Cleveland, try and get one of Cleveland's pitchers, a.k.a. Shane Bieber. I don't know, man. Those two moves make sense to me. St. Louis, though, I think the only thing you can't do that won't piss off fans, don't trade Nolan Arenado or Paul Goldschmidt.
Exactly.
That's it.
Yeah, stop that talk right now. Shut that down. Let's go out west. Arizona.
Hey, out of horse.
Well, you made that call 3 weeks ago, I think it was,
adding Stroman. That's the team that makes the most sense to me, to add Marcus Stroman. The Cubs need outfielders. Arizona's got tons of outfielders. It's a move that makes sense to me.
Dodgers.
Addition by subtraction. You gotta add in the right places, and you gotta trade some of your additional pitching guys that are still healthy. Because you're looking at it, Dustin May obviously down, Bueller down, Kershaw just went on the IL. So you gotta play it smart, man. You gotta either get another starting pitcher, or you gotta add another horse for the outfield.
They might be on the Stroman card, right? Probably, yeah.
I could see it. I could see them getting Jack Flaherty, though, off of the Cardinals, too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Giants.
More offense. I like their pitching staff. I think they could use another starter. Their bullpen's good. Realistically, I think they need more offense, whether it be an outfielder or a corner infielder.
San Diego.
See, they're the same boat as the Mets. I'd love to say sell, but it doesn't even seem like they're going to sell. Juan Soto is the biggest anomaly, I think, out there for the trade deadline. Because Juan Soto's a free agent to be. He should be traded if I'm San Diego. Like, I'm looking up the leaderboards and everything like that, and he's right up there for tons of offensive categories. He's a guy that you could get a nice return. Obviously, you're not going to get as much as you gave up. But you got to look at it logistically. I don't think they make the playoffs this year. I think they got to trade him. But that being said, I'm going to go with the same as the Mets. I'm going to take a cop out and just say it's too tough to tell.
I 100% agree with you on the trade. I say you trade him. And somebody opens their mouth in that clubhouse, that's the old, hey, we gave you the opportunity. You didn't play. So you can cry and moan and bellyache about ownership. You can't say a word. Because now fans and everybody else is going to hate you even more. Because you just haven't played. It's as simple as that. You got to trade him. Well, that's Colorado.
Same thing. Just look to trade any of your vets on expiring contracts. Get back young guys.
AL, Cy Young. Does it still stay as Shane McClanahan at the first of the year, or have you changed your mind?
I haven't changed my mind.
Sticking with Garrett Cole. AL MVP.
I said Kyle Tucker at the start of the year. Obviously, I mean, you got to go Shohei Ohtani right now. Depends on how that injury plays out. But Luis Robert has climbed back up into the AL MVP. In my opinion, though, I still think MVP comes down to a team that makes the playoffs. I've always been of that belief. I will always continue to be of that belief. That being said, Shohei Ohtani, the numbers that he's put up through the first half is just absolute insanity. He's got to be right now the AL MVP.
Rookie of the year?
Who did I say for the rookie of the year for the AL?
I can't remember who you had, if you had Gunner or not.
No, I didn't have Gunner. I can't remember who I said at the start of the year.
Has anybody jumped out to you out of that crew?
Not really. No one in particular that I'm thinking of right now that I can say definitively is going to run away with it.
No, I would agree with that. I think Gunnar Henderson has a real good chance and stuff like that. He put together a good June. If he puts together a good rest of the feet way or whatever. And like you said, you make a very valid point. You know, Baltimore ends up continuing to do what they do and they're in the playoffs or whatever. And that, hey, you got to give a shout out to the young guy, right? So, absolutely. NL, MVP.
We said Arenado. Obviously, that probably won't happen, although Arenado's had a much better May and June than he did in April, which brought his stats way back up there. But right now, I mean, I gotta go Matt Alonso. Or Matt Olson, sorry. Matt Olson.
Matt Olson? Really? Yeah, I'm going Acuna on that one. Cy Young? NL.
I don't even remember who he said. I think I went Corbin Burns. I would have said Kershaw until Kershaw just got injured again. So that one kind of scares me. I got to go Spencer Strider.
Okay. I'm going to stick with Zach Gallen. Yep. I'm going to stick with him. NL Rookie of the Year.
Yeah, we said Jordan Walker as long as he stayed up for the full year. Jordan Walker, I mean, he hasn't disappointed. That's for sure. But let's be honest, there's a clear-cut NL Rookie of the Year favorite, and that's Mr. Corbin Carroll. That dude, we talked about it a couple weeks ago. He's not only in the running for Rookie of the Year, but he's also in the running for MVP. Like, he's putting 100%. Up stupid numbers, man. So that's why right now he's got to be the runaway.
100%. Dirtbag Nation, thank you so much for sending in your curtain call questions. We love it. We live for it. We breathe it. We die it. We will be right back here in a second with Nolan's final thought.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you're ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, give him your final thought.
Yeah, unfortunately, this might be the end of Nelson Cruz. 43 years old, obviously gets a hit on his 43rd birthday. Unfortunately, got designated for assignment the other day by San Diego Padres. This season, he only had a one-year, $1 million contract, so it's not like the Padres are eating that much. He had a 245, 283, 399 slash with five bombs, 23 RBIs in 49 games. He struck out a career-high 30.3% of the time in 152 plate appearances. Bob Melvin said, hey, that's a tough one. He's a big impact guy in the clubhouse across the board throughout the league. The respect that he brings playing against him from afar, it's fantastic. Obviously, yeah, Nelson Cruz, he's been, well, in baseball my whole lifetime pretty much. And, I mean, he's one of those guys that, yeah, no matter where he went, everybody always positive things to say about him. Unfortunately, he's a guy that won't make the Hall of Fame, obviously, due to his steroid connection. But, I mean, that's just a heck of a career that he put together. So, if we don't see you again on a big league roster, hell of a career, Nelson Cruz.
Good final thought, man. Absolutely. Very justifiable. Yeah, you know what? It's somebody, they got to start moving things out in San Diego, right? And unfortunately, in this case, it's one of the good guys. It's one of the good guys. Not that everybody's not a good guy or whatever, but you know what I mean, right? It's one of the ones where you're like, really? That's where you got to start? But hey, something's got to start moving out there, and they got to start moving in the right direction if they want to have any chance of getting back into the playoff hunt. It's that simple. So, Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, for listening, sharing, liking us on Instagram, Facebook at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. If you're looking for Dirtbag Trainer, head on over to our website at dirtbagbaseballnation.com. We'll hook you up. You can get it there. We'll get it shipped out to you wherever you are in the world. No problems at all. It'll get done. We love to have you wearing our apparel. We love, obviously, investing in your arm health journey with the rope trainer. So, and of course, like we said at the top of the show, again, shout out to the boys over at Rip Grip Pro. Check them out at ripgrippro.com, the hitting training tool over there. fantastic. You won't be disappointed. You did. I can guarantee it for sure. So be sure to follow us on YouTube at Dirtbag Baseball Nation to stay up with all our videos. And wherever you're listening, Dirtbags, have a dirty week. So unfortunately, though, it is that time. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, Dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.